5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for pressing play. You got it locked in for season 2, episode 6. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Back broadcasting here Wednesday, hump day, the speed bump between us and the weekend, October 7, 2020. Put on your seatbelts. We have a great show. What we do here in the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy, we report top news. Immediate area, we broadcast live every day from the beautiful, hot, and untraditionally humid for an October month here in paradise, whether it rains, whether it is scorching hot and humid at 100%, between 80 and 100% humidity, it's still paradise. And guess what? Siesta Key Beach, number one beach voted in America, baby. That's right. Congratulations to Siesta Key for taking the title back. Our biggest competition is our great people from St. Pete. St. Pete, I saw the numbers today. You're creeping up. We're getting more listeners, and that takes me to wanting to welcome our long list, because we're not only new, fresh, local, but we're worldwide, baby. Your boy Roy's blowing up international. In the international community is embracing the show at record numbers. This past week, which we've been broadcasting on and off, just because I'm dealing with mom, and mom is recovering well, taking baby steps here, following orders to take it easy for 2 weeks. Mom just needs to have more confidence on Dr. Ryan Glasser, baby, which sponsored the show the other day. We gave him more than enough of a shout out there. Ryan Glasser, if you have any spine injury or lumbar or anything like that, baby, you go to my boy there, Dr. Ryan Glasser. He works at a doctor's hospital here in Sarasota, baby. Hats off. But being that Siesta Key was voted the number one beach, if you're ever out there, okay, you're going to definitely have a drink with an umbrella in it. And if you're down and dirty like I like it, you're going to have a Bud Light or Natural Light popping out there. And pick up your cans out there in the beach and try to use, they're hippy-dippy over here in Siesta Key. They like when you use paper straws, you know. We're big-time environment, baby, right down the streets where the turtles hatch in Venice, baby. That's why Venice, where Northport is off the chain on numbers. Check you also, Northport. My point about Siesta Key is that the show today at SRQ Talk with your boy Roy is sponsored by the Siesta Key Frog Hop, baby. There is no need to drink and drive. You are an absolute idiot, okay? If you go ahead and drink and drive on Siesta Key, there's no reason for that. We got a free ride, baby, on Siesta Key Frog Hop. Jump on the frog. It'll hop you around anywhere on the island for free. Don't take it damn literally, you cheap bastards. The driver works on tips. Tip your driver, baby. Go out and call 1-844-FROG-HOP. That's 844-FROG-HOP. If you're stuck on Siesta Key, you need a ride, they'll take you for free, but just don't take it literally. The drivers do work on tip. Tip your waiters, waitresses, bartenders, and your Frog Hop driver, baby. That's Siesta Key Frog Hop. Check out their Facebook page. You're going to love it, man. If you have a group of people, they hold up to 14 people in a trolley driven by, I believe it's an F-350 Ford, baby. Go out there and tell them you heard it here on SRQ Talk. Okay, and they'll appreciate that. They're sponsoring the show today. Congratulations to Siesta Key Beach, number one beach voted in America, baby. Taking the title back. We used to have runs of 5-6 years in a row until our great people up there in St. Petersburg, where the numbers are climbing. Oh, you're dusting Bradenton. Bradenton keeps on being at the bottom of the barrel, guys. But I like to welcome, we do have a new country that has embraced the SRQ Talk Show. I like to say hello to my very loyal and first tap in internationally here that tapped into the show is our great Irish community out there in the country of Ireland, baby. Welcome to Ireland. England, more about in downtown London, where they've deemed my show listeners as Roy's Rowdy Rebels. It's England tapping in number two, and we always know that. It's well documented here. Latins are late. You're on Latin time. You know, you're running late, but you never miss the party, and my cartel out there knows that they ain't no border control here. You know, there ain't no wall we're building. They're more than welcome. When I thought that Mexico, baby. That's right. The Mexicans in Onico and Bradenton? No, the ones, the real deal out there in Mexico. That's right, baby. They're tuning in. And of course, ever since World War II, post-World War II, the Germans have become allied of this great country that we call the US of A. And Germans have embraced the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy. They come in on a fourth, and more specifically, a city named Thuringia. Lock it up. That's Thuringia, Thuringia from Germany. Tap it in. And I tell you that I'm an international guy, and this is why my numbers are off the chain internationally, not only domestically, and we'll get to those in a minute, because I love to brag about my numbers here, so that's what you're going to get. I'm humbled, and I'm grateful for them, and I want to give these great people a shout-out, the Middle Eastern community, Turkey, baby. And guess what? Mom's a fan of your soap operas. Mom says that Turkey's amping it up on soap operas instead of the Mexicans. You're losing Mom there, Mexico. Oh, yeah. You're losing Mom. Mom's going to the soap operas ran by the great Turkey people, baby. And they're amped up listening to the SRQ Talk Show way out there. The Middle Eastern community knows where it's at. And guess what? I told you I was going to field a whole World Cup team here, right? And you can't have a World Cup team if it doesn't include the Netherlands, baby. Blonde hair, blue eyes, they're hot as hell, too. I love the Netherlands. And guess what? Our latest, right, before we got this new one? Hey, the Middle Eastern community, the Western, the Latin community, guess what? The Asian community jumped on board Singapore from the community. Council Development Center. There's where they're listening to. Community Council Development Center in Singapore. Lock it up, baby. You got it tuned in and locked in to your boy Roy here, where we try to broadcast 5 days a week for 1 hour, and you're having no trouble finding the show because the numbers are off the chain. But we do broadcast live from the Anchor dashboard, but we can be found on anywhere you get your podcast, including Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Cloud Sound, CastBox, SoundCloud, all of it, baby. They're all opting in. And I'm here to report that we got our second Latin community to join the show. I welcome, no, it's not Miss Universe pageant here on the SRQ Talk Show, but guess what? Colombia, baby! That's another one that you can't have a World Cup team without fielding Colombia, baby, and specifically, Antioquia? Yeah, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm a disgrace to the race. Let me try that again. Antioquia? Antioquia, lock it up in Colombia, baby, where the women are off the chain. Miss Universe is the only ones that compete with them is my Venezuelans. Where are you, Venezuela? Where are you? I don't see you tapping in like the Colombian. And that rounds out. What do we got? Six. That makes 8 international countries that are locked into your boy Roy SRQ Talk. And we have a lot of news, man. You know time flies with your boy Roy here. We're already 10 minutes into the show. We haven't even blinked yet. Guess why? Because this is Mac, new, fresh, local, worldwide. I don't even think I can have a host. I don't think they can match my intensity and passion and amped up, man. If you can't take it, go to some other broadcast. Guess what? Domestically, we're off the chain. Florida, you're damn right, Florida's number one. Over 50% of my audience is from the great state of Florida. And guess who? Second place here. I mean, it threw us a curveball, but we love curveballs. And guess what? The great state of Washington. That's not D.C., bitch. That's way out west. The great state of Washington. And 100% of my audience is from the Emerald City in Washington. Seattle, baby. Home of Russell Wilson. Google him if you don't know him. And guess what? Third place, even though Washington slapped you up for second, Ohio and Columbus coming through, baby. That's right. Ohio, baby. And most people here in Sarasota are from Ohio. They probably heard it here in the SRQ and took me on the road trip back to Ohio. But they'll be coming back down here. Ohio people amp it up. And guess what? Everything's big, right? In the state of Texas, including your boy Roy numbers off the chain. Texas followed by Virginia, Georgia. And then, we get New Jersey, Nebraska, New York, Cali, Oregon. You know, I don't even know Oregon. Maybe because I tapped into their post office scandal over there in Oregon. And the whole Portland with the Black Lives Matter and the protest and defunding the police. Get the hell out of here, Oregon. You better just suit it up and let the Ducks play some football out there, all right? We're amped up here. SRQ Talk. It's hump day. Like I mentioned earlier, it's the speed bump between us and the weekend here, baby. October 7th, 2020. Halloweeny Weenie is knocking on the door here. We're almost all the way in Halloween already. Wow. And of course, the second half of the show is all sports. We'll go over, get your lock of the day. We dropped 1-1. We went 1-1 after Monday's episode 5. But guess that still puts us at, let me see, let me check the numbers here, you know, because this ain't fake news. We like to give accurate numbers. And as of October 7th, since we went 1-1, guess what? 26-17. I'm sure that's well over 55%. All right. So anytime you're over 55% handicapping games, you're doing all right. Listen, bad, bad news on the COVID numbers. You know, we don't like COVID numbers. We got over this, you know, where they're the COVID numbers. It's not going to take over the show, in other words, here. And I'm sorry I'm stuttering here. I am just looking at my internet. I thought I was having problems. I was just going to have a damn meltdown. But I'm going to contain myself here. And let me see. I wanted to give you the Florida numbers because we all know nothing's changed here. Fort Myers, Northport, embracing the show. Even though Sarasota did take second place over Northport, I told you that St. Petersburg's numbers went up by 2%. So St. Petersburg is starting to tap in. The only numbers that didn't change, yeah, you know who it is. Okay, the bottom, the piece of gum on the bottom of your shoe that you step on that you hate. There you go. My only representative in the audience went up by 2% is the great city of Palmetto out there in Manatee County. Thank you, Palmetto. Welcome to the show. Let's get you to your COVID numbers that all my people in Fort Myers, for the love of Lehigh Acres, Cape Coral, all that. I don't see Naples tapping into the show. And you know what, Naples? We don't need you, okay? Because guess what? Fort Lauderdale, Miami, off the chain numbers as well. I don't want to leave my people out there in South Florida. And we got Northern. We got some bar licenses from Tallahassee that we want to talk into. We want to talk into that damn hurricane that's going to hit the great people of Mexico out there. Watch out. Oh, yeah. Ten cuidado con Delta, baby. The Delta hurricane's coming right at you, for the love of Mexico, which is number 3 international country on the SRQ Talk Show. Let's get to the news right away. And, of course, guess what? Fort Myers and Northport off the chain. So guess what I'm starting with? I'm starting with Charlotte County News. In Charlotte County, Sheriff's Office has issued a missing endangered persons alert there. So you heard me. Hey, wake up. Okay, there's an endangered persons alert. They are searching for a 50-year-old Todd Morgan. You heard me? Todd Morgan was last seen on Wednesday morning around 7:40 a.m. in the area of Hallcrest Terrace. Hey, you waking up there? Are you awake? All right. Hey, listen, my people out there in Venice, Northport, and Port Charlotte, you know where Hallcrest Terrace is? We damn don't know here. Okay, so we need your help. 7:40 a.m., this guy was last seen, Todd Morgan, 50-year-old. I guess he's got some mental illness, Hallcrest Terrace and Loveland Boulevard. You heard? That's Hallcrest Terrace in Loveland Boulevard. He was last seen. He's wearing a black jacket, a blue shirt, and blue jeans. Todd is about 6'3", with a thin build, weighing roughly 160 pounds. If you're anywhere in the Charlotte County, Florida area, and you know you are because my number's off the chain in that area, go ahead and look for Todd Morgan. Last seen, Hallcrest Terrace in Loveland Boulevard. Blue jacket, blue shirt, blue jeans. Todd can't, you know, it's easy to see Todd. He's 6'3", weighing about 160. Anyone with information is urged to call the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. Listen up. Area code 941. Great area code. Call the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office at 941-639-0013. That's 941-639-0013. You got it locked in with your boy Roy. Let's take a look at how we're doing in the show. We are almost halfway through the first segment of the show, which is all top news. We bring Florida to the top of the list here, especially Sarasota and Manatee County, where my numbers are horrible. If it wasn't for Palmetto, I'd be non-existent out there. But anyway, COVID-19 numbers, guys, not good at all, okay? The Florida Department of Health is reporting that the state has recorded 722,707 positive cases of the cooties there, COVID-19. Okay, it's an increase of, guess how many we had from yesterday? 2,582 new cases since Tuesday. Okay, how about the death rate? 14,905 people have lost their lives since March that they've been taking these numbers, okay? This is not good, guys. These cases, let's see how Manatee and Bradenton, Cootie and Best are knocking on the door at 12,000 almost, and it's not the 12,000 mile high club. No, no, it's not. It's the Cootie cases. And Manatee County, 11,752. You heard me? Did I stutter? Did you understand my accent? Okay, 11,752. And that's only residents. It's actually a total cases of 11,878 cases, Manatee. You're knocking on the door at 12,000. I wouldn't be surprised that by the end of the week, since we're on Wednesday, October 7th, hump day, our little speed bump between the us and the weekend here, you're going to be, before Friday's show, you're going to be at 12,000, Manatee. And it's not to be negative, okay? Okay, we try to stress positivity in this show, okay? Oh, my females. Oh, hello, females. How you doing, baby? Oh, yeah. How are you? 60% women are embracing the show. I don't know why they want to hear an obnoxious New Yorker like me. I guess you're boring them, okay? Damn, ladies need some entertainment. And they understand me. See, that's why I only hang out with ladies. I only hang out with the queen of Siesta Q because she's Mac Daddy, okay? Women understand me. They know I need to vent sometimes, okay? Off the chain, 60% and it's climbing. It's actually 6.7. And before you know, it's going to be 61%. Okay, you know we like to stress balance on the show, but this is the only scale I like to tip. That's right, 60%, 60-40 split with you and the men. Men, you're boring them. That's why. They need entertainment, okay? You're too busy, you know, playing with your little avatar games on TV and your little war ops and your NBA and your Madden. I mean, come on, wake up. Play with your – make pretend your woman's a joystick, okay? Women, hello. Hump day, ladies. Welcome to the SRQ Talk. What else we have, man? These numbers are not good. Manatee, there you go, man. What more do you want me to tell you? I'm not going to kick a dead horse. And guess what, Sarasota? Okay, even though you're in second place, okay, you should be in first past Fort Myers, but you ain't got it in you. Fort Myers off the chain, baby. Just staying strong on the top of the mountain, king of the mountain here on audience within the state of Florida. So guess what? You like to look, your nose up to Bradenton, whisper, oh, they're from Bradenton. Like it makes a difference.
Whatever.
Let me tell you how many you got here, Sarasota, just to bring you down to earth here. 8,457. Nothing to write home about. Okay. You're still clearly less than, the 3,000 less than that puke freaking Bradenton, okay? Starting to believe you, Sarasota. These people, they don't have no class, man. We have classy listeners here. Bradenton, it's getting to the point that Bradenton, I don't care if you listen anymore. I'll take my great people from the great city of Palmetto out there. It's a little bit more upscale in Palmetto. Maybe that's why they're tuning in. Well, there you go, guys. Florida DOH reports 722,707. Great. Bringing down the show. These damn COVID numbers. Well, there you have it, okay? We got more. We got a bigger fish to fry, okay? And it's how about that? Roy catching a 5-pounder in Casperson Beach this past weekend with the Queen of Siesta Keys, my witness there. That's right. We weighed it. About 4.5, 5 pounds. Lock it up. Your boy Roy's a certified fisherman. Went to my favorite Walmart. What's my favorite Walmart, guys?
Whatever.
Yeah, you don't care, but I do. When I go to Walmart, I don't want to feel like I take a shower. And guess what? I amp it up and go to Osprey, baby. That's right. That whole area loves me, man. They embrace the SRT Talk Show. Where do you think I'm gonna spend my hard-earned money at? You think I'm going to do it in Bradenton? Not no more. My business goes to the great city of Northport, Venice, Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Lehigh Acres. There's where I'm spending my money now. And that's right. Walmart, lock it up. Best Walmart in the whole damn state. Osprey right there. They'll start going, okay? We want no riffraff there, okay? All right, so Hurricane Delta, man. This bitch has made its landfall in the Yucatan Peninsula. I've gone on cruises, gone to Cozumel. Lock it up. Can't wait till I can go on a cruise, damn it. The Hurricane Delta made its first landfall, Yucatan Peninsula near Puerto Morlas, out there in Mexico. Voted 3 here on the SRQ Talk Show for international listeners. 24 miles south of Cancun. There you go, Cancun. There's all you damn drunks out there. Now you know where it is, right? Cancun. Yeah, all right. Yeah, huh. At 5:30 a.m. Excuse my language. Do we care? Are we gonna edit that? Get out of town. This is unscripted radio, unlike that dreck that you're used to listening on the radio station or your little podcast. Scripted, edited podcast. Get the hell out of here. You get what you get here. The storm weekend from the Category 4 storm to a Category 2. Don't downplay it, man. That's still a big damn hurricane, okay? With maximum winds at 110 miles per hour. There's some buildings that only have to be by code resist 110 miles per hour. So guess what, man? They don't go by code out there in Mexico, man. Those houses getting blown away to 110, and I bet that's making it conservative, because let me see. Delta 4 has become Category 3 hurricane in the Gulf. The highest sustained winds were 111 to 130 miles per hour. And that made it a Category 3, but when it touched base, it touched at 110 miles per hour, making it a Category 2. Although some weakening is possible again before the next near the central Louisiana coast. You hear that, Louisiana? You're not listening to my show, but you better amp it up, man. It's coming your way. Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency as the state prepares for life-threatening storm surge, flooding rains, and a hurricane force winds. You heard that, Louisiana? You better brace it, man. We're not trying to create panic here, okay? Don't come off that way. But I'm not sure if you're listening, because guess what? I haven't seen damn Louisiana on my states, okay? The closest we got is Florida, and I guess the great state of Texas is right next to you. Texas, you better go tell these people to hunker down, man. This Louisiana, I know they're used to it, and they got experienced in veterans, but man, they haven't been through one in a while, and water is hard, man. Get the canoes out. Amp it up, Louisiana. Delta's coming for you, baby. Delta will be the 10th named storm to hit the U.S., which will set a record for the number of storms to hit in 1 year. Delta is also the 25th named storm of the active 2020 hurricane season, and it is still possible to tie or surpass, like Sarasota did to Northbrook, surpass the record 2005 season that produced 28 named storms. And if you need any memory, 2005 is when that damn Katrina came through, okay? I remember I was in the cruise business back then, and that was absolutely getting all that commission back. It was horrible. The peak of hurricane season is September 10th, but there is a second peak. Really? Didn't know that. But there is a second peak in mid-October, mainly in the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico, according to the National Hurricane Center. And these October storms can affect central and southern Florida, too. So don't think you're out of it there. All right. So we got to amp it up, man. It's hurricane season. Enough of this COVID talk. Can't wait till the damn election. Oh, I heard there's a debate today. Harris against Pence. Not watching, not interested. I'd rather get into some baseball that we're going to go to the second half of the show, because it's the first segment. Let me get one more story in here before I let you go, and then I've done all my homework here. We got 4 minutes left here, so let's amp it up here. Bar license suspensions lifted after summer crackdown. This is coming out from Jim Turner of My Sun Coast, Tallahassee, Florida. Drinks can flow at establishments where alcohol licenses were pulled this summer when the state cracked down on violations of coronavirus rules. 9 alcohol licenses suspensions issued by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulations between June 22nd and August 10th have been lifted. Department spokesman Patrick Farrakhan said in an email Tuesday, as of Friday, this is a quote from Patrick Farrakhan, as of Friday, October 2nd, 2020, all 9 emergency suspension orders cases have been resolved through the final order. Therefore, the 9 ESOs that were entered have been vacated and the suspensions have been lifted from each license. Farrakhan reports that. Now, Governor, our boy here, Governor DeSantis, stopped bars and nightclubs from serving alcohol for an on-site consumption as part of an emergency order back in March 20th to try to help stop the spread of this damn coronavirus. The order was lifted on June 5th in all but South Florida, which faced the strongest outbreaks of the virus at that time. The state limited bars to 50% indoor occupancy and required patrons to be seated at tables when served alcohol. The suspension, some of which drew heavy publicity, especially on this show, started with the Knights Pub in Orlando on June 22nd. The order directed at the Orlando Pub noted a disregard for the well-known dangers of whatever COVID-19. In other words, this pub in Orlando said,
whatever.
And the businesses was likely to continue harmful on whatever. The pub suspension. Listen, man, I'm running out of time here. I got 1 minute in. I thank the Siesta Key Frog Hop for being the sponsor of today's show. We like for our audience to be interactive. Drop me an email. Tell me your thoughts of the show. Any of our last episodes, you can archive those too. Email me, srqtalk@gmail.com. Leave me a voicemail. I'll make you SRQ Talk famous. If it's any good, amp it up. It's www.srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. Leave me less than a 60-second message. There is no more for the first half. I do encourage you to stick with me. I'm going to give you the lock of the day, baby. What are we? We are 26 and 17. Lock it up. Keep it locked in with your boy, Roy. For this part of the show, there is no more. The next 30 minutes, all sports. Well, there you go. There goes 30 minutes. That's season 2, episode 6 now that you've heard there. Thank you for sticking with the show here. This is our SRQ Sports Show edition here on the SRQ Talk Show. I'm your boy, Roy. Man, we amped it up on that first segment, man. Off the chain. No wonder all these people are opting into the show, man. It's just not enough time here. 1 hour show, but we do want to stick with all sports here, just like I mentioned on the first show. A lot of top news out there, man. Hurricane Delta, for all my great people out there in Mexico. I think we're out. Hunker down over there in the Yucatan and Cozumel. I guess it did pass through there. The next case is Louisiana. You know, Louisiana doesn't want to opt into the show, but we're going to have our great people in the great state of Texas letting those bastards know to hunker down, man. I know Louisiana, you know, they got some pride out there, you know. They know, they've been through it. They're veterans, you know. They did the whole Katrina and a lot more hurricanes always pass through there. It's like a beeline, you know. They all go to New Orleans, Louisiana. They're just open face right there. And our prayers are definitely out there, man. We want nothing. I bet there's going to be the fishing's going to be great. Fishing's going to be great out there, man. Just be careful out there. You don't want to be out there. Wait for the aftermath, man. They'll probably come to you. All the fish are going to come to you because the flooding is what's going to be the problem over there, you know. So let's go. That was enough for top news there, and I do thank you. It's October 7, 2020 here, hump day. We like to call it the speed bump between us and the weekend here. Lock it up, man, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Numbers are off the chain, man. But we are talking sports here, and, you know, it's too bad that the Heat couldn't get it done, even though we are boycotting the NBA this season as of the Wisconsin incident with the Bucks, which I had no problem with the Milwaukee Bucks suspending that game. That made sense to me. But when they started trickling down and every team in the NBA started doing it, anchors on TNT started walking off the set. They started putting the whole damn core Black Lives Matter on the jerseys of the players. Some of these kids that I want to know their names. Their names were buried on the bottom. I mean, come on, really? Every political commercial, every announcement, every halftime show. Enough already. And then, of course, the NHL hockey, where we congratulated the Tampa Bay Lightning for bringing the cup back to Florida. Okay, it's their second world championship in their young franchise, baby. My Florida Panthers haven't been in it since 96, I think, over 30 years. Come on, Panthers. Everybody makes the playoffs in hockey. You got to be real direct not to. Let's amp it up. Let's take some lessons from our great people up north there, Miami. Come on, baby. Miami's numbers off the chain for Lauderdale as well. All right, so the terrific Tom Brady, baby, is playing this Thursday night. The ratings will be off the chain. I bet the ratings for the Bucks game is better than that Pence-Kamala debate that your boy Roy here in the SRQ Talk Show will not be watching, okay?
Whatever.
Uh-huh. So the Bucks play this Thursday, and they come in with an amped-up Chicago Bears team, 3-1. Here in Sarasota, there's a lot of Bear fans, a lot of people from Chicago down here. We got Joey D's, that is big time. Not a sponsor of the show, though, Joey D's. Come on, get on board, Joey. Buccaneers and Bears coming down. They're both 3-1. The line is kind of tight here. Oh, and that I mentioned were, 26 and 17. Amp it up, baby. Let's see what we are at. Yeah, on Monday we were 25 and 16. We went 1-1. That puts us at 26 and 17. Lock it up. We like to give accurate numbers. We're not that direct fake news that you're used to, okay? And this is not a traditional show, okay? I'm not going to be like your mannequin machines that, oh, I just got to talk like this. Well, you know, your boy Roy with these numbers, baby, I do what I want, talk what I want. Show's unedited. You get what you want. Buccaneers, Bears this Thursday. It is -4. Terrific Tom Brady there, which is my fantasy football quarterback. I know nobody cares about anybody's damn fantasy team, but I will tell you, I got off the schneid this week and squeak it. Remember on Monday, I was concerned with Kels, and this guy had the Packer defense. I was only up by 25.5 points. Guess what? The 147 held up. I think Kels got him 10. The defense got him 8. That was 18. I'm no math major, but that's 7 points shy. Final. It's in the books. C-Mac attack on the Miami Dynasty football arena. And we did it before it was cool, okay? So you little millennials out there that think you know it all about fantasy, think, man, you're talking with old damn parts here, man. We've been around before it was cool to do it.
Whatever.
Okay, 2004, baby. We're entering our 16th year. Lock it up. Damn it. I've won that title 3 times in that league in 16 years. And that's how hard it is, man. Hard to get to the promised land. And I came out of the gate, you know, what am I, 1-3 now? Okay, but I got off the schneid, man. I got my first win this week. I'm very happy. I still have absolute running back issues. Eckler went down. Oh, Eckler. I love Eckler, man. I would make Eckler the franchise if it wasn't that C-Mac attack. Christian McCaffrey is the franchise face of my football team.
Whatever.
Okay, and you know he went down 4 to 6 weeks. So, oh, man, I am running back depleted. They don't want to unleash the Kit Dobbins, DK Dobbins, all right? Come on, DK. Put him in, coach. Damn it. DK's ready to go, man. Unleash him. Damn it. They got a strong running team there, Baltimore, man. He gets some touches, man, but just not enough. You know, I got Burkhead. All right, Burkhead for the Patriots. Better come through big time, man. I hope that, what is it, Sonny Miguel, whatever, from the Patriots doesn't come back. It's going to take touches away from my boy there, Burkhead. But we're going to try to do a Football Friday show with Mr. I Am Mr. Irrelevant, baby. He's going to join us in. The guy knows what he's talking about, man. I tapped into his podcast. Mr. Irrelevant has got it going on, and we're going to have him on the show on Friday to help us get out of this 1-3 hole that we're in fantasy, man. All you really need to do in my league, all you really need to do is just go ahead and win 7 games, and guess what? You'll squeak into the playoffs, and then it's all new. But anyway, we like to give you locks of the day here. What are we, 26-17? That's max status. Not enough to carve out anything out there in North Dakota, you know, not Mount Rushmore material. I would even say it's not even, you know, a statue at Bellagio's where they were making a statue of us. But that was when we were 82% and 67% off the chain. We've come down to reality. You know, we're down to about, I don't know, man. I guess I can figure it out. I know it's over 55%. You know, we were, Monday show, we were at 60.9. We were at 61. We went 1-1. So we're right around that neighborhood, man. I'll tell you what, I like Tommy Boy here, -4, but the Bears do fear me. The game is played with car. I don't know if they're allowing people out there in Soldier Field like they are in KC, baby. My boy Mahomes. KC, they don't give a crap in KC, man. KC, they don't give a crap. Honestly, man. They're allowing fans in there at 50% capacity. Not sure if they're doing that in Soldier Field, but that might be a dangerous game there for your boy Tommy there. Tampa Bay, you know, your numbers are for the SRQ Talk Show. Yeah, Hillsborough County. Yeah, how about Pinellas County in St. Petersburg with a Rays play, baby? It should be named the St. Petersburg Rays, Tampa. That's right. But you do have the World Cup, Stanley Cup, Lightning. That you nobody can take away from you, Tampa, ever. We're fans, Tampa. You just don't want to. You used to tap into the show, and now you know where are you? You're a milk carton, man. You got St. Pete passing you on numbers. That's right. Great people, St. Petersville, Sky Bridge, baby. I might go fishing out there. Your boy Roy's a certified damn fisherman, okay? Caught about a 5-pounder. Got the Queen of Siesta Key as a witness there at Casperson. Why? That's Northport. That's SRQ Talk Country. Fort Myers, baby. Venice, Osprey. Oh, that's all SRQ Talk with your boy Roy Country right there. Okay, so the over-under in this Buccaneers-Bears game is 44. Yeah, Miami fans, even though your numbers are increasing big time here on the show, okay, we didn't get the Marlins game in because it's October 7, 2020. You're listening and locked in with your boy Roy. It's 2:20 p.m., man. I take a break in between segments, damn it.
Whatever.
All right, so let me get back to this Bucks-Bears game, over-under 44. Guess what? You're locking a day here, first lock of the day, October 7, 2020, a day before Thursday because it's hump day here. I'm calling over 44 in the Tampa Bay Buccaneer-Bears game. I don't give a crap who's injured, Buck fans, who you're depleted. We got Scotty Miller, which I'm starting this week. That kid's going to amp it up in Soldier Field. And the Bears team, hey, with Nick Foles, baby, they're no slouch. Okay, there's no slouch at all. The Bears bring it to 3-1. Guess what? 44 sounds old to me, unless it's going to be all cold over there. Tommy Boy might not have the mittens on, but guess what? I'm going with Tommy Boy. Didn't even start him as my fantasy quarterback. He got me 46 points.
Whatever.
I know. You guys don't want to hear my fantasy numbers. Okay. I'll wait for Friday and Chucha joining me as Mr. Irrelevant. Well, he likes to know what my thoughts on fantasy is. He's a guru. All right. So, so we're not going to give you the rest of the games. We'll just give you that one, man. 8:20, Buccaneers, Bears. Both 3-1 team coming into Soldier Field. Over 44. You heard it. You don't have to run to the window because you have it's a day before the game. They play on Thursday night, silly. All right, the Heat. Yeah. The damn again, LeBron and the Lakers are up 3-1, guys. They got blown out. The only thing that happened, the Heat covered. They were getting 7.5. They lost by 6 or something. You know, whatever, man. We got baseball games. My Marlins, they're 2-0. Marlins, when the Marlins make the playoffs, they win World Series. That's right. Do the math. They've won 2 World Series. They've been in 2 playoffs. Guess what? It's their third, and they're up 2-0 on picking Atlanta Braves. Hey, Georgia, I know you're there, Georgia, but you let Washington State pass you. I mean, come on, really, Georgia? Yeah, the numbers are starting to trickle down, Georgia. You're sharing things. I mean, you got the great state of Texas and Virginia past your ass. All right, I ain't going for the Braves. I'm a Marlins fan, man. Go Marlins all day. I hope we go up 3-0. That's Lopez against Anderson today, but the game, we don't cheat here. The game already started, but I can give you, guess what? The Astros, the cheating Astros and the Athletics. This game is almost a pick 'em. The Astros is favored by 112, and the over-under is 9. Guess what? The cheating Astros, they want to prove they're not cheaters. All day, you're locking a day. Houston Astros over the Athletics on a straight-up bet. Run to the window. Game starts at 3:35 p.m. You heard it here. You got it locked in with your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. This is just the SRQ Sports edition of the show. We do it 5 days a week. We've been doing it. It's Season 2, Episode 6. We gave you local news on the top of the hour. Now we're doing all sports. Just gave you 2 locks. If you were listening, I gave it to you a day before. Over-under is at 44. Go over Bucks. Chicago Bears both come at 3-1. And guess what? For today's game, Athletics against Astros, those damn cheating Astros, they want to prove something. Guess what? I'm going with Altuve and the boys. Astros, Springer's off the chain. Astros today over the Athletics. Over-under is 9. We're not going to touch that. We're going straight up with the cheating Astros at 3:35 today against the Oakland Athletics. And what else do we got later tonight? We got those Rays, baby. I told you they were a good play the other day, but they were a huge underdog. What that series is, let me see. I'll tell you what, the Rays, baby, against the Yankees today, Tanaka against Morton, that's over under is 9. Guess what, baby? We're going over all day. All your little savings, put it on the over at 9 today. Do I care about Tanaka? No, he gives up runs too. It's going to be, I'm telling you, is this the game we won last time? Yeah, when we went 1-1, this was the game. Yeah, because we went with those damn Atlanta Falcons. was the game that we really gobbled up that six and choked on it, man. I can't believe we went on the Falcons. We should have went there. I called this game. It was over then, and it's over now. It's going over. These are the playoffs, man. Yankees, Rays, probably the two best teams besides those San Diego Fathers, the Padres out there, which I'm still a fan of. That they're going up against Crenshaw today. Let me see Kershaw. Yep, there it is. But you know what? Davies, I love Davies. Kershaw, guess what? Over under 8.5, we ain't touching it. Nope, we're not touching it. And Kershaw, absolutely. He's a huge favorite at 238, man. But I like Davies, man. Let me tell you, you know what? I almost want to go under. Guess what? You called it here, SRQ Talk with your boy Roy, giving you an unprecedented 4 locks of the day today. We're going to go with the under at 8.5. Padres against Dodgers, under 8.5. We're going over in the Rays-Yankee games. We're playoff fever here. We're going over 9 in the Rays-Yankees game. And guess what? We're going with those damn cheating Astros. It's about money, nothing personal. We're going Astros over the A's there. And, of course, we couldn't get in my favorite team. The Miami Marlins up 2-0. They go up against the Braves. They're probably in the middle of the first. Yeah, they're in the middle of the first, top of the second there. It's too late to get it in. You tapped in with your boy Roy. Numbers across the nation. We're new, fresh, local, worldwide. We'll have to slow it up for my boy Chooch on Friday, man. You know, Chooch has a much mellow little show. And we're just amped up on Starbucks Pike Golden Roasted, baby. And it's just amped up, man. You know, you're having no trouble finding the show. We like to give a shout out to Anchor Broadcast, where we you go to their podcast, listen to the show, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, and CastBox. Round out, but I've seen it. I've seen us on Himalaya. I've seen us on a bunch of podcasts. Anywhere where you get a podcast, I definitely want you to interact with the show. Go to srqtalk.com. Leave me a voicemail message. Everybody loves their voice to be heard. We're no different out here. All the 8 countries that we're involved in: Ireland, England, Mexico, Germany, Turkey, Netherlands, Singapore. And today, opting in the beautiful country and people of Colombia, baby. Antioquia, more specifically, Antioquia. Lock it up. They got your boy Roy tuned in, just like most of Florida does in all our domestic in-country states here. We're about 17 minutes in. So we told you that the Heat are down 3-1 now against the Lakers. Marlins up 2-0. No, they play today. We gave you an unprecedented 3 locks today. Let's go over them unless you're just tuning in. We're going with the damn cheating Astros. They got something to prove today. They're a slight favorite with the A's. That makes me a little nervous, but the Astros come through. Straight up bet on the Astros. We're going a straight up bet. Also, don't be teasing and parlaying these bets, okay? Because we might just hit like maybe 2-3 out of 4. So, you never want to, you know, ruin a nice 14 parlay, which I'm basically giving you. But these are locks, man, free locks. Rays Yankees over 9 in today's 7-10 game against, and they're at Yankee Stadium with the cardboard box fans there. And then, of course, so we're San Diego Padre fans here, but the Dodgers have made us a lot of money. Kershaw is absolutely horrible in playoff games. But I think he's going to feed off of Davies, which is a good also Padres. We're going to go under 8.5 on this game. We're going to give these pitchers the respect they're due. The Dodgers are a huge favorite at 238. So there you go, guys, over 8.5. And then we gave you Tommy Boy and the Bears. Tampa Bay, they play tomorrow on Thursday night football. They're featured there, the only NFL game. And we gave you the over at 44 there. So that wraps up all those numbers. My fantasy team finally got off the schneid. Now everybody wants the tight end from the Niners from me. Kittle, I'm not giving him up, man. I got Cook. I got Cook from New Orleans there. He's questionable. He's a little injured. That's why nobody wants a. I need a wide receiver so bad. I think we're going with Higgins from Cincinnati. my boy Eckler. Eckler, man, suffered. McCaffrey suckered. You know, almost season over for them, and they're not going to come back for me until way late in the season.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know I'm bitching, but hey, that's how it goes. We're fantasy football. Everybody knows one. If you can't stand them because you don't care about their fantasy damn football team, bring them to us. We're gonna. I want you to tune into Friday's show. Friday, we're gonna have Mr. Irrelevant on to help us with our fantasy team. He'll be joining us here. We'll slow up the show a little bit to go on Chuchi's pace there. Fishing. I went fishing out there at the Casperson Beach, baby. What a beautiful place, man. Fish are biting, man. And I thank Fish and Tails out there in Venice, baby. Thank you for recommending the little oxygen for my shrimp. Hey, fishing is a sport. This is the all sports segment here with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. And we are amped up, man. We've caught a nice 5-pounder out there. I think on tomorrow's sports edition show, I'm going to go through all the regulations, you know, so my crowd can be in the know, all my fishermen out there in Fort Myers, Venice, Northport, Sarasota, all my high listeners there throughout the state there. And I want Lakeland is there. You're above that, you damn direct Bradenton. And everybody's above Bradenton. They're the bottom of it. They round out the top 10 Bradenton. We got some listenership, but not enough, man. That's why I'm on Bradenton's ass there. And all you hear is this. Come on, Bradenton. Butch up, baby. You can't beat them. Join them. Don't let Lakeland freaking beat you. But anyway, as far as the fishing goes, I went yesterday to my favorite Osprey Walmart there off the chain there. The great city of Osprey in there in between Nokomis and Venice there right next door in between Sarasota. And I amped it up, man. I got flashlights. I got carving knives because I expect to be catching a lot more fish. I'm experienced now, man. Fish and Tails gave me some tips, told me to get it. And I bought it for like $8.99. It's a little float. You know, it creates bubbles, airflow. It's so easy, friendly, man. You just, you know, hit a button, a little motor turns on, and it develops some bubbles at the bottom of your little little bucket there, and it keeps the damn shrimp alive, man. Fish and Tails, tap it out. That's why I go there for my bait. I'm going to talk to them about it, see if they want to sponsor the show there. I'll give them a free plug. Fish and Tails out there in Venice, baby. Locking it up, very customer friendly. My boy Steve there that runs the stuff, he's the guy that gives you the bait. He's the one that recommended the air bubbles, and that'll keep your bait alive. They keep it fishing, and in this, you don't have to put any weight on your gear, just like the Queen of Siesta Key, baby, gave me that recommendation. And that's what made your boy Roy a better fisherman. I'm catching some fish now, and I just want to go over what you can keep and what you can't. There's certain laws like the snook and the redfish and all those great-eating fish, man. There's laws that people are not aware of. Yeah, that's right, and it's not an excuse. They'll find your ass big time, okay? There's a lot of fish that you got to throw back into the ocean now to preserve the species, okay? And your boy Roy here, okay? We might be Roy's rowdy rebels, just like my great people out there in England have deemed the audience here. But we're going to go by the law, man, and we don't want no problems. You know what I'm saying? Just like my boy Lil Wayne Weezy says, we ain't got no problems, man. We got 99 problems, but fishing ain't one of them. I don't want a great ranger from the great city of Northport or something rolling up on your boy Roy and asking me for my license. That's why I renewed it yesterday. Osprey Walmart locked it up. I'm not only certified in saltwater, but I can go to the canals and catch some bass, too, that I can take. I don't think there's any regulations on that. But that's what the show's going to be about tomorrow, man. The sports show, yeah. We'll give you some locks because we're 26 and 17. What is it? Damn it. Can't keep my own record intact here. It is, we're 26 and 17. So we're going to continue to give our locks. That's max status. The people depend on it. All the people listening to your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, I want to thank everybody. But there is no more, okay? Tomorrow's show, it's going to be all about fishing. I like to thank her. I thank Siesta Key Frog Hop. Don't drive drunk and be a damn idiot, okay? call the tip only ride out there. Siesta Key Frog Hop out there in America's voted number one beach in 2020. Congratulations to Siesta Key Frog Hop. Give them a call. And you know what? Don't be a damn idiot. The driver works on tips. Tip your driver. Tip all the bartenders out there. They're doing a great job in America's voted number one beach, Siesta Key. Okay, get paper straws. Pick up your garbage out there in the beautiful beach. That's why it's number one in cleanliness and in everything. The sand off the chain. Where your boy Roy decides to go is Casperson Beach out there in Northport, south of Venice. When does your boy Roy get his fish bait? Fish and tails, baby, out there in Venice. We'll talk to him about being a sponsor of the show. I want to thank all my local Sarasota in Manatee County for the city of Palmetto for giving me some ratings out there. But your boy Roy, there is no more. All I always tell you to be, go out there and be nice to someone. Now get off my show.
Oh, thank you.